Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 10:30 on the East Coast, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I've got a few things I want to talk about. Not the least of which is why I believe within 6 months, maybe less, Impact Wrestling will be beating WWE in the ratings on a weekly basis. I know they don't have shows on the same nights like they did at one point, but I wholeheartedly believe that as far as professional wrestling goes, Impact Wrestling will be beating WWE in the ratings in the next 3 to 6 months. The only reason I don't think they are now is because Impact is on Pop, which not a whole lot of people have, apparently. And WWE's two main shows are on USA, which 90% of people have. But I watched Raw. I watched SmackDown. And I watched Impact this week. Normally, I don't watch all three. Normally, I miss Impact. However, this week, I watched all three. And I have to say, in my opinion, Impact was the far better show. The Becky and Charlotte segment on Raw was good, or on SmackDown was good, but as a whole, Impact was a much better show than both Raw and SmackDown. Also, I do want to mention that the rumor going around is that the Naomi match this week, and I can't even remember at this off the top of my head who her opponent was. I believe it was one of the Iconics. But the rumor going around is that match was actually produced by Jason Jordan. And the further rumor is that the chances of Jason Jordan's in-ring career being over are pretty good due to the neck injury that he suffered earlier this year. I certainly don't wish that on anybody. I'm personally I was a fan of Jason Jordan, especially when he was with Chad Gable as American Alpha. But, you know, just as a singles wrestler and the storyline they stuck him with, it just wasn't working out. And maybe the change to a backstage role in um, maybe a backstage role in professional wrestling is what he's better suited for. Because while he was not a horrible wrestler, he wasn't what I would call elite level. He was, his promos were bland. And like I said, the storyline they stuck him in at with Kurt Angle as his father really didn't help him at all. Also, another thing that I've heard, and part of me hopes it's true, part of me hopes it's not, is that the reason that Kurt Angle is taking time, is going on vacation, is to train for a full-time in-ring return. And that is just, I don't know, he would be the oldest full-time active wrestler on the roster by about 10 years, maybe more. Actually more, well, no less, because AJ Styles is 41, almost 42, I believe. Well, no, AJ just turned 41 back in June. So Angle will be the oldest full-time member of the roster by about 9 years. I'm not sure it's a great idea with his neck issues for him to be wrestling at 50 years old. Although Luthez did wrestle till he was 70. So could be one of those situations. I hope it's not. But it's just something we're going to have to keep our eyes on. The another thing I want to talk about is the Super Showdown. October 6th in Australia. Now, the only match that I've 100% heard confirmed is the last time ever The Undertaker versus Triple H. Now, if you saw Raw, you saw Triple H come out and cut a very passionate, very emotional promo where he talked about their match at WrestleMania, their last match at WrestleMania. Talked about originally telling Vince no, he would not do the match. And then changing his mind. And I think that's great. Although, personally, I wish he would have to the no. Because two guys, one who is pushing 50 really hard, and the other who is over 50, in the ring together, it is not going to be what I would call
a great match.
And when they had their end of an era Hell in a Cell match, that wasn't even a great match, and that was several years ago. Both of them have slowed down considerably. And I think that having this match on a network special is a mistake. I think this match would be better suited for a house show. Granted, I get that they're two of the biggest names in the history of WWE. I get that. I just completely lost my train of thought. I get that they're the two of the biggest names in WWE history. I get that completely. I get that they want to sell out this event, so they have to put two of the biggest names in WWE history on it. I think there's a much better way they could have done it. I think The Undertaker and Michelle McCool versus Triple H and Stephanie McMahon would have been a much smarter move. Because Stephanie and Michelle are both younger. Granted, not by much, but and I think they are serviceable enough wrestlers. Okay, Michelle is a great wrestler, and Stephanie is a lot better than she used to be. I think they could carry enough of the match themselves that it would give, especially The Undertaker, the needed break or the limited toll on his body. So I think that's what they should have done with that. Not have them go one-on-one. And obviously we can't have the Brothers of Destruction versus DX, which would be my second choice. Because Kane is currently dealing with a broken foot that I don't believe will be healed, or a broken ankle, I believe it is, actually, that I don't believe will be healed before the Super Showdown. And Shawn Michaels has said that he will never wrestle again, or it is highly unlikely that he will ever wrestle again. But that match is a singles match. I'm just not sold on it 100%. Will I still watch the event? Absolutely. Will I still get chills when The Undertaker comes to the ring? You're damn right I will, because I always do.
20 plus years, still get chills every time the man comes to the ring. Before my time runs out, I want to talk about Evolution. And I'm not talking about the WWE faction with Triple H, Ric Flair, Batista, and Randy Orton. I'm talking about the women's pay-per-view coming up at the end of October. So far, only one match has been confirmed and one match is heavily rumored. The match that's been confirmed is Trish Stratus versus Alexa Bliss. Now, people can say all they want about Alexa Bliss not being a great wrestler. And I won't totally disagree. However, for what she is there for, I think Alexa Bliss is great, and I think Alexa Bliss versus Trish Stratus will be excellent. The rumored match, and as a diehard wrestling fan for over 30 years, and a big fan of women's wrestling for most of that time, this is one of those matches that makes you say, oh dear God, why? And that is Ronda Rousey versus Nikki Bella. If that match happens, I just hope to God it is not for the title, because I definitely see a scenario where they put Nikki Bella over Ronda Rousey and make her the new Raw Women's Champion. I hope that's not the case. I hope WWE writers have more sense than that, but I'm not exactly I don't exactly have a whole lot of hope for that. But I'm looking forward to Evolution. I'm looking forward to the Super Showdown. I'm looking forward to Hell in a Cell, which is another thing I haven't talked about much. The mixed tag team match between The Miz and Maryse and Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella. The only question I have about that one is, what are they going to do next? Miz and Maryse versus Brie and Nikki's mom and John Laurinaitis? Because that's kind of the way things are heading. I mean, it's kind of gotten to the point where it's like the Miz and Maryse want to take on that entire family. And it's really, honestly, it's good for the Bellas, because they can show all this footage on their show, and it keeps them somewhat relevant. And actually, the Miz and Maryse can do the same thing, and If you haven't checked out their show, you should. I never thought I'd be giving the Miz and Maurice credit for doing something entertaining outside of WWE, but their reality show is actually really good. I've seen all but one episode, and I'm a huge fan. I think, and I believe the final episode of the season, which this is a very short season, is next week. So you should check it out. It is right after SmackDown and right before Matt Chat. So if you haven't checked it out, you should check it out. Again, it is right after SmackDown and right before Matt Chat because, well, I like to watch it, so I planned my show accordingly for that night. But that is about all the time I've got for tonight. I want to thank my listeners, and if you're listening and if you follow me on Twitter, direct message me, and if you're not on my email list, I will put you on that email list, and I will send out a weekly email about what is coming up that week on the show. Next week, the only one thing I've got confirmed, well, scheduled right now, is independent wrestling promoter Don LaShen is scheduled to be on the show one day next week. My email will be confirming that when I send it out at the end of this week. I will be confirming what day he will be on the show. But other than that, this is Ace Diamond. Have a good night, everybody.